fears are holding you back? One Seattle woman asked herself that question on her 50th birthday, and she wrote a list, 50 things she had always wanted to do but never did because for one reason or another, she'd been too afraid to do them. And these were not big fears. These were things like
learn to play catch, go whitewater rafting, hold a big snake, smoke or eat pot, ride on a motorcycle, ride in a helicopter, go to a developing country.
That's Mary Elder. She told Bill Radke about what got her in the mindset to face down her many tiny fears.
Coming into 50, the big turning point was when I thought, what if I have 50 more years? I mean, I guess that's optimistic, but what if I do? And what am I going to do with those years? Because now, the second 50, they're not about pleasing my parents or raising my children or being responsible to a boss or an employer or whatever.
Right. You're not launching your career.
Yeah. I just get to think about what it might include. And it was the sky was the limit. And then as soon as the sky was the limit, it shut right down. Like it was just like whoosh, because I thought like I could save the rainforest. And then my next thought was like, except that I really don't like snakes. It wasn't like I'm not a naturalist. I don't know the first thing about rainforest. The first thing was like, yeah, but what if I saw a snake?
Your fear stood between you and your
dreams?
Immediately
I felt that way. Like, oh, I, you know, all these little fears just like make it so that I don't even contemplate what might be. And so I thought, well, I feel like my purpose lies on the other side of saying, let's rip off the bubble wrap. Let's just grab the gusto and just conquer the little ones, because the big ones are out there, but you can't even get to the big stuff until you know that fear is not something to turn away from, but to face.
Can we talk about a few of your fears? Sounds like a therapy session. Let's talk about
Help
your fears,
out,
Mary.
So some examples of fears that are on my mind. And again, I wrote all 50 very quickly. It was just a rush to, my husband said, I bet you have 3 fears. And I said, watch this. Like 10 minutes later, I had 50. So run a marathon, submit poems to the New Yorker, sing karaoke. I have a lot of those kind of things where it's like, what I fear is falling on my chin. You know, being rejected, of trying something and having the whole world see that it didn't work. Why do you even try? What were you thinking? Who do you think you are? All that garbage. And I think that that putting them on the list, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be successful. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be fearless. It just means that I am not, that time is short.
It doesn't mean you're going to be successful. In fact, you submitted to the New Yorker.
I did.
And they didn't care.
That's right. They said no. It's funny because the New Yorker was like a super long shot. But I think there's a part of me that thought I could put these in a little publication or give them out at Mariners games, write them on a bathroom stall. I could share them. But what if they could have been in the New Yorker? And I think that's another theme in this list is I think there's some things you got to get out of your system, like throw it out there. Maybe the New Yorker wants this. Or I have, you know, write and perform a stand-up comedy act, which I guess you've done some of.
I have done that.
Well, that, you know, the most hardcore Iron Man friends of mine, when they're like, I've climbed a mountain, I've run a marathon, if I say yes, but have you done stand-up, they're like, no, I'm not crazy, right? But, you know, for me, it's like it's okay if I get booed off the stage. What's not okay is that I think it could be fun, and the 49-year-old me was willing to just have life happen without even trying it out.
I want to understand. It's not a bucket list, meaning these are not things that you, fantastic things you can't wait to do.
Not at
all. You just are sick of being afraid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know the difference between a fear you should face and a fear you should avoid? Like, do you think you should face every fear you have and do it anyway?
I feel, I guess, that most of these fears are symbolic. You know, people ask me all the time, like, oh, are you jumping out of an airplane? Are you cliff diving? Or like, they go to these extreme fears for them. And to me, just jumping into water from a height is one of those things I have never wanted to do. And I feel like if I am ever in the, you know, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid situation,
the Bolivian army has you outnumbered.
Right. When that happens, I want to know, oh yeah, I've done this. This is, let's go, Sundance. Let's hold hands. And I don't really need to cliff dive in order to be ready for that. I just need to know that I can do this stuff.
Okay. So this is what we want to know. You've faced many of your fears, and it's changed you how? And how can we learn from it?
The most important thing I've learned is that when I feel fear, not to turn away from it, but to go toward it.
What's an example of how you've made that change has happened in you?
Every day. This morning, I called my senators about the gun legislation, and it's the kind of thing that I might have in the past said, I don't really know how to navigate that. I don't know about taking a stand. And, you know, I got arrested for a good cause. That was on my list.
And what did you get arrested for?
I got arrested at the Bangor nuclear base for stepping over the line that they guard there and saying, I object to nuclear proliferation, to having this very, very dangerous base right in the heart of Puget Sound that is hidden from us and not talked about. And to me, the importance of facing that fear was to say, you know, I was born during the civil rights movement. I went to college during apartheid. I was raised in a New Hampshire where saying your political beliefs felt kind of inappropriate sometimes or risky. And I wanted to live out loud. I wanted to learn to live out loud. And so that was a protest that I participated in. But the importance of it for me was to say, when I believe something and that purpose that lies out there beyond this list, if it involves taking the risk that so many people have taken in order to create change in our culture, if that's part of my future, I don't want to be afraid of it. I want to step in and have a voice. And it has changed me. I get up in the morning and I say, well, bring it. Let's do this. This is what I do, is put myself out there.
Mary Elder talking with KUOW's Bill Radke. She made a list of 50 fears she wants to conquer in order to live a fuller life. And she told us that later this summer, she's planning to jump into water from a height and maybe learn to ride a bike. You can learn more about her journey and find out how she's doing with her list at Facing 50 Fears. That's the number 50, 50, facing50fears.com.